no choice regarding the time, the place, and purpose for which he was born. And we don't either. I wonder what's going on in your life right now at this specific time. Do you wish that this particular time had never come? Or that having come, it would pass quickly? A few years back, I was sharing with a friend about a sad incident in my life, and she asked me, what would make it better? I replied, to turn the clock back to happier and less complicated times. But none of us can turn the clock back or move the clock forward to quickly get out of a horrible situation. All we have is now. And for those of us who are followers of Jesus, it is at this particular time that God calls us to be his star, to shine for him in the darkness of our present situation. But as well as being chosen at a specific time, Esther was chosen to function in a specific place. Is God calling you to be his shining star right here in this town or surrounding area, in the home and neighborhood where you live, in your place of work? Like Esther, perhaps the place where you are is not where you would choose to be, but somehow circumstances have brought you here. For all you know, where you currently are might turn out to be the very place where your starlight will shine into someone else's darkness and bring the light of the world, Jesus Christ, into their lives. You know, it's interesting to note the connections between Esther and our Lord. Esther was an imperfect woman who was chosen to save Jewish people from physical destruction. In contrast, Jesus Christ was the perfect God-man who was chosen to save people from every nation from eternal destruction. The title Christ means anointed or chosen, and the name Jesus means Savior. Just before his birth, an angel appeared to his stepfather Joseph and said, "You are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Are you one of his people? Has he saved you from your sins? If you're not yet one of his, the phrase "for such a time as this" can be relevant for you too. Maybe you've been chosen for this time and place to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Well, along with Esther, we are chosen to function at a specific time, in a specific place, and for a specific purpose. We've discovered that Esther's purpose was to save her people from destruction. This was what she was made for. Do you know what you were made for? Have you discovered your main purpose in life? I grew up in the Highlands of Scotland, and in primary four, at the age of eight, the class had to learn portions from something called the Westminster Shorter Catechism, written in the 1640s. What it is a summary of Christianity, or the principles of Christianity, in question and answer form. Now, if I update the language, the very first question in the catechism would be, what is the main purpose of human beings? And the answer the main purpose of human beings is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Not, as one little guy said, is to glorify God and to endure him forever. That's our purpose, in general terms. And I suggest that if we see our primary purpose in life as glorifying God, and we desire to do this in every area of our lives, then we'll be much closer to discovering his more specific purposes for us, right now, right here.